individual officers do not have a license to act recklessly, carelessly, or dangerously, or with excessive force.
New South Wales Coroner Mary Jerram today handed down her findings in the death of tasered Brazilian student Roberto Ladicio Curti in Sydney earlier this year. Police fired at Curti 14 times, seven of them within a minute, after chasing the drugged student down a Sydney street after he stole a packet of biscuits from a late-night deli. The coroner said the actions of the police constituted an abuse of power and recommended five officers be investigated for possible disciplinary action. She also questioned whether probationary officers should be able to carry the deadly weapons and said police training methods also need to be questioned. But New South Wales Police Commissioner Andrew Scipione today defended the police use of tasers.
There are already significant restrictions around the use of tasers in drive-stun mode. They do not use them willy-nilly. They are certainly required to make sure that whatever they do, they're able to acquit and account for.
That is New South Wales Police Commissioner Andrew Scipione. After hearing the findings, Ladicio Curti's family said they hoped for two things out of the inquest: to find out what really went wrong and ensure that those responsible will be held accountable. But while the family supported the coroner's recommendation of disciplinary action, they say they want criminal charges to be laid.
This is unfortunately not a great deal of consolation for the family, who will forever be burdened with the pain of losing a family member in the prime of his life. And so, whilst nothing will ever bring Beto back, we continue to push for those responsible to face the consequences for their appalling behaviour on that night. By doing this, we hope to prevent other young people and their families from suffering the way that we have.
It's Michael Reynolds, brother-in-law to Roberto Ladicio Curti and spokesperson for the family. This isn't the first time New South Wales police have been in the spotlight for their use of tasers. A recent report by the New South Wales Ombudsman Bruce Barber called for a significant overhaul to the way police use tasers. Coroner Barber analysed taser use by New South Wales police between 2008 and 2010 and found the weapons were misused once in every seven cases. And a senior lawyer from a New South Wales Aboriginal Legal Service described the recent tasering of a 14-year-old boy as one of the worst cases of police brutality he's ever seen. Cameron Murphy is the president of the New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties.
It's just unbelievable that you could have a number of officers tasering Roberto Ladicio Curti at the same time, and all of those officers giving evidence saying that they simply didn't know that others were doing it. What we see time and again is that tasers are not an alternative to the use of lethal force, and they're being misused by officers in order to try and get people to comply with simple directions.
The New South Wales Police Commissioner Andrew Scipione said that they've never been opposed to change in terms of learning more around how they can better use tasers, but he also says that people don't run around using them willy-nilly and that there are already strict measures in terms of when they should be used.
Well, look, I think the police commissioner's comments are disingenuous. The evidence suggests exactly the opposite, where for many years we had about 30 odd deaths a year involving police shootings. Tasers were supposed to be an alternative to the use of lethal force. What we've seen is, since their introduction, up to 1,000 uses of a taser in a year, and there simply aren't statistics kept on the number of times that police threaten to taser someone but don't remove the taser from a holster.
The coroner, in fact, said that the actions of the police constituted an abuse of police power. Do you agree with that? That's a fairly strong statement.
Look, I think the coroner is exactly right, where what seems to have occurred is a completely disproportionate response, where it was uncoordinated and the police simply acted in a brutal fashion. There's no other way to describe it. When somebody's been held down by a number of officers and they're deploying tasers in what's called drive-stun mode, where they're not actually shooting the taser at somebody, but they're holding it pressed against their body and they're sending thousands of volts through them.
Coroner Mary Jerram said that there should be serious consideration of whether probationary police officers should be allowed to have access to tasers and that they should look into their training. What exactly do you think needs to be looked at in terms of police training around the use of tasers?
Well, I think the mistake mistake that was made historically was, despite a report by the Ombudsman, despite other inquiries taking place, government decided to issue, against advice, tasers to all General Duties police officers. I think that's where the mistake lies.
That doesn't happen in other states, does it?
No, in other states, tasers are reserved for senior officers, some states specialist officers. They're simply not rolled out to the use of all police officers. And when we have all police officers in possession of tasers, we're likely to see the sort of results from the outcome of this coronial inquest.
What Commissioner Scipione said, though, is that, in fact, tasers can be used to save lives. He said that there'll be many people who would thank the police for the use of tasers because it will prevent people from being seriously injured.
Look, that may well be the case. And look, there are cases where there are people who've been suffering from mental illness that, rather than being shot, have been tasered. I think everybody accepts that. The problem, of course, is that in those cases, there's plenty of time for the police to make a conscious decision about using a taser. Often there are incidents that occur over a number of hours. There's really no need for tasers to be issued to every police officer in the state, and for them to be able to use them willy-nilly, both as a method of getting people to comply with directions, threatening to taser people if they don't comply with, for example, a direction to move along. That's the sort of misuse that's going on, and that's the danger with giving them to all officers. You can still achieve the result that the police commissioner is talking about by restricting tasers to senior officers, so that someone has to make a conscious decision to bring one into a situation or to deploy it in a situation when it's warranted. What we have is a complete lack of control, where officers are deploying tasers without the consequences or the responsibility, and that's resulted in this terrible and horrific death.